Benazir Bhutto had just addressed an election rally in Rawalpindi as her motorcade left, an assassin opened fire on Ms. Bhutto and her entourage, hitting her at least once in the neck and once in the chest before blowing himself up. There were scenes of panic and chaos. First reports said Ms. Bhutto was injured, but she'd survived the attack. She was rushed to hospital and into emergency surgery. Mohammed Zaman from the UK branch of Ms. Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party witnessed the attack.
Maximum about 200 yards away when I heard the really big bang. And when I came, turned around and see that there was loads of people laying on the road as well. And there was loads of injured, and I really thought so that our vehicle was safe and left the place safely. I was hoping she will be okay.
But shortly after, a spokesman emerged from the hospital and told the waiting crowd that she'd been martyred. Her supporters erupted in anger and grief. Some smashed windows and threw stones at cars. Nawaz Sharif, also a former prime minister and a great political rival, spoke outside the hospital after he'd seen her body.
It's very tragic, and it's something which was unthinkable for all the Pakistani people. And although she was my political rival, but there's no doubt we had a very good rapport over the last few years. She called me and day before yesterday to wish my birthday on the 25th of December. And she also sent me a bouquet, and I feel very, very disturbed mentally. I've been just to the hospital where her dead body was lying, and I can't tell you that what the feelings of the people of Pakistan are today. We not only that this is a tragedy for her party, it's a tragedy for our party and for the entire nation.
This was the second suicide attack against the former Prime Minister in recent months. On the day she flew back to Pakistan in October, she led a convoy through the city of Karachi. It was hit by a double suicide attack that left 130 people dead. Before she returned from exile, Benazir Bhutto spoke about the risks.
I do not believe that any true Muslim will make an attack on me, because Islam forbids attacks on women. And Muslims know that if they attack a woman, they will burn in hell. So I don't believe that any true Muslim will make an attack on me.
Just before Benazir Bhutto was killed, she talked with Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai.
I met with her this morning. I found her to be a very, very brave woman with a clear vision for her own country, for Afghanistan, and for the region. She sacrificed her life for the sake of Pakistan.
Pakistan's President Musharraf strongly condemned what he described as a terrorist attack, and he declared 3 days of mourning.
Muhtarma Benazir Bhutto.
Paying tribute to respected Benazir Bhutto on this tragic incident, I declare a state of mourning for 3 days. The national flag will fly half mast. This atrocity has been committed by those terrorists who we have been fighting against. I always say that Pakistan and its people face the biggest threat from these terrorists. I, on this tragedy, take a pledge, and at the same time, urge the whole nation to eliminate and root out these terrorists. Until then, we will not rest in peace, because this is the only way for Pakistan to survive and live. On this occasion, I appeal to the nation to remain peaceful and show restraint.
No one has claimed responsibility for the killing, but suspicion has fallen on resurgent Islamic militants linked to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. They hated Ms. Bhutto for her close ties to the Americans and support for the war on terrorism. The assassination of Benazir Bhutto marks the end of one of the world's most famous political dynasties. This is Stephanie Kennedy reporting for AM.